Bolden played exceptionally loud horn. Jelly Roll Morton was ridiculed for saying that Bolden could be heard for 10 or 12 miles around New Orleans. But this has been corroborated and explained by others. First, Buddy often played outdoors, at parks or at lakefront and riverfront venues, and sound travels very well over water. While, for instance, the streetcar trip to Pecan Grove across the river from New Orleans and Gretna was more than 6 miles in those days, the actual straight line distance was closer to 2 miles to downtown New Orleans. Second, guitarist Danny Barker offered the explanation that New Orleans sits below sea level on a spongy plain that acts like an echo chamber, and sound could therefore be carried long distances in the humid air over water-soaked ground. And in those days, in turn-of-the-century America, there are almost no noises from cars, motors, airplanes, and the din that engulfs us today.
Manuel Mineta, who lived across the river from Globe Hall, swore he could hear Bolden playing, explaining that, quote, "In those days, with no traffic noises, it was surprising how far you could hear, especially over water. On a quiet night, you could hardly miss a band."
Well, I tell you, Buddy was the most powerful man in the history. Why, Buddy Bolden would play sometimes at most of the rough places. For instance, the Masonic Hall on Perdita and Rampart, which is a very rough section. Sometimes they'd play on the Globe Hall, that's in the downtown section on St. Peter and St. Claude. Very, very rough place. Very often you could hear of killings on top of killings wouldn't make any difference. Many and many a time myself, I went on Saturdays and Sundays to look in the mall and see 8 and 10 men was killed over Saturday night. It was nothing for 8 or 10 killings on Saturday night. Occasionally, Buddy Bolden used to play in the Jackson Hall, which was a much nicer hall, on the corner of Jackson Avenue and Franklin in the Garden District. Occasionally, he would play in the Lincoln Park. Anytime they could get him, that's where it happened. That is, kind of those halfway rough places. I used to go out to Lincoln Park myself when Buddy Bolden was out there because I used to like to hear him play and outblow everybody. I thought it was good myself. Anytime there was a quiet night in the Lincoln Park, my little place that I used to hang out of corner, what the boys used to call it, hangout corner, on Jackson and South Robinson, was about 10 or 12 miles from the Lincoln Park. It was at least about 10 or 12 miles from the corner that we hung out. Maybe an affair wasn't so well publicized, so in order to get it publicized in a few seconds, old Buddy would just take his big trumpet and just turn it around towards the city and blow this very tune that I'm talking about. In other words, the tune is, I thought I heard Buddy Bolden say, and the whole town would know that Buddy was there. And in a few seconds, why, the parks would start to get filled. It was nothing for Buddy to go any place that you could hear his horn during those times.
Yeah.